Hi, this is Phil from Opinion Research. Today we're talking to people in your area about local issues. Your opinions are needed. This survey is quick and confidential. Are you registered to vote in Georgia?
Yes.
Awesome. Thank you very much. And well, do you think of yourself as male, female, gender queer, gender non-conforming, not exclusively male or nor female?
Male.
Thank you.
Male.
Thank you. What is the year of your birth?
1964.
Thank you. Are you Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
No.
Thank you. What is your race?
Black.
Thank you. What level of schooling are you currently enrolled in? 12th grade or below, no high school diploma, high school graduate, diploma or equivalent, some college but no degree, associate degree, bachelor's degree, master's degree or professional degree,
bachelor's degree.
Or doctor? Oh, thank you. No matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel that your vote has to make a positive impact on issues you care about? Please rate the amount of power you feel your vote has on a scale of 0 to 10, where 10 means that your vote has a lot of power, 5 means just some power, and 0 means your vote has no power at all.
10.
Thank you. Thinking about the direction in which the country is headed, generally speaking, are you very dissatisfied, somewhat dissatisfied, somewhat satisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
I am very satisfied.
Thank you. Please rate your feelings toward some people, organizations, and issues on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and 5 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. If you have no opinion or have never heard of a person or organization, please indicate that. First one is Senator Raphael Warnock.
10.
Thank you. Donald Trump.
0.
Thank you. The Republican Party.
0.
Thank you. The Democratic Party.
10.
Thank you. J.D. Vance.
0.
Thank you. Joe Biden.
9.
Thank you. Kamala Harris.
10.
Thank you. And Robert F. Kennedy Jr.
5.
Thank you. I know it's still a long way off, but if the November 2024 election for president were held today, for whom would you vote? Republican Donald Trump, Democrat Kamala Harris, third-party candidate Robert F. Kennedy Jr., other independent, or third-party?
Democrat Kamala Harris.
Thank you. I know it's still a long way off, but if the November 2024 election for U.S. Congress were held today, for whom would you vote to be your House representative? The Republican candidate or the Democratic candidate?
Democratic.
Thank you. Which of the following statements is closer to your opinion, even if neither is perfect? Statement B, my personal decisions are what impact my everyday life most, and voting in the upcoming 2024 elections won't impact me that much. Or statement A, voting in the upcoming 2024 elections is how I have the power to make changes on the issues that are important to my everyday life.
Repeat that again.
Yes. Statement B is, my personal decisions are what impact my everyday life most, and voting in the upcoming 2024 elections won't impact me that much. Or statement B, voting in the upcoming 2024 election is how I have the power to make changes on the issues that are important to my everyday life. Which of these two statements is closer to your opinion?
voting will have the most impact on my everyday life.
Thank you. Would that be much more or somewhat more?
Much more.
Thank you. Which of the following statements is closer to your opinion, even if neither is perfect? First one is, our government and political system works effectively to provide solutions for the issues facing the American people. Second one is, our government and political system will likely never work effectively to provide solutions for the issues facing the American people. Or the third one, our government and political system do not work effectively now to provide solutions for the issues facing the American people, but could in the future.
The first one.
Thank you. In general, do you feel negative or positive about each of the following, your own future?
Positive.
Thank you. The future of the country.
Positive.
Thank you. The future of the planet.
Negative.
Thank you. From the most recent voting experience in the November 2022 election, would you say that voting is getting harder or easier for you, or has it been about the same? Would it be much harder, somewhat harder, about the same, somewhat easier, much easier?
Somewhat harder.
Thank you. Thinking about the upcoming election in 2024, please indicate the two best reasons why you might not vote in the upcoming elections. You may select up to two answers. Because voting doesn't change things that matter to me, I don't know enough about candidates, I don't have time to vote, racist politicians have made it too hard for me and people like me to vote, it's too difficult for me to vote because elections are rigged and my vote won't matter, or I don't like any of the candidates.
Okay, I don't really agree with any of those. Well, the racist is with that, but I'm going to vote regardless. So I can't quite answer that question.
Okay, thank you. And well, who is trying to make it harder for people like you to vote in the upcoming elections? Please select all that apply. Racist politicians, Democrats, all politicians, or Republicans?
Racist politicians, Republicans.
Thank you. Below is a list of potential threats to democracy in America. After each one, please indicate how much you believe that each threat could happen in this country, 0, 10, where 10 means that you believe that the threat is near certainly to happen. A 5 means that you're not sure, and a 0 means that you believe that the threat will certainly not happen. The first one is having armed vigilantes guard polling locations to ensure that only the right types of voters get to vote.
10.
Thank you. Creating a surveillance state to monitor citizens' everyday lives.
10.
Thank you. Arresting and jailing individuals who hand out food and water to voters standing in long lines to vote.
10.
Thank you. Increasing political violence in response to American elections.
8.
Thank you. Allowing wealthy individuals, corporations, and special interests to have unchecked influence on elections by eliminating all restrictions on donations to political campaigns.
10.
Thank you. Restructuring the Department of Justice so the president can prosecute political opponents, including protesters.
5.
Thank you. Given the president the power to deploy the military against protesters at any demonstration against the government and effectively criminalizing constitutionally protected free speech.
1.
Thank you.
Sir, I'm sorry. Sir, I'm getting a a call from my sister in the hospital. I need to end this.
Okay, I do understand. Is it okay if I can call you back?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Around what time or how many, how long can I call you back?
Hold.
Sorry? Can you hear me? Due to quality reasons, I will disconnect the call. I will be calling you back. Thank you very much.